We got it. Yeah.
I knew the crack. I feel like the crack is the way to start it, right?
Yeah, I like crack.
Not crack. Cracking a cold
ranch water.
Warm.
We got some big news today. First off, welcome to Unsubscribe with Batty Streams. Donut operator, Eli underscore double tap. We're back. Big news, guys, in the world of ranch water and sponsorships. Mm-hmm. Thanks to us and you, you all out there for harassing them nonstop on every photo that they're posting. They have now sent us a metric shit ton of ranch water.
This isn't all of it.
Like, no.
There's more.
Tell the story.
So, I hit up Ranch Water, and I was like, hey, we would like some ranch water. We've been talking about you on the podcast. And then I stepped out my front door this morning, and there was this in my front door.
Times two
right here. And so now we have an unlimited supply of ranch
water. Oh, for everybody who's listening and not watching, there's like 18 cases of ranch water sitting on the table with us right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot. A lot.
They're very sweet people.
I'm so happy.
That being said,
my liver's not.
Yeah, what's the new pitch for ranch water?
Ooh. What was it last week, Eli?
Depression.
No, that's everything.
What was that? Oh.
That's constant. That's just me.
You need water.
If Texas is, if you're feeling down, do you know how to turn that smile upside down? Booze.
Ranch water.
Ranch water.
It's water and there's ranches in Texas.
It's like if White Claw was made for men.
And 80 calories. So if you're looking at your figure, don't look at Batty.
I was waiting 80. For it. Like, as soon as he said it, like, I knew it was coming already. Like, I was like,
roots in far west Texas. Okay, on with the actual.
I kind of want to put tequila. I kind of want to put tequila in ranch water.
What?
I have the Rocks tequila in the other room. Have you had the Rocks tequila?
No.
Terramondu or something.
Actually,
like that?
That doesn't sound like bad if you mix.
Well, I mean,
ranch water.
There's like the mixed drink ranch water, which is like this, but like with tequila already. So I feel like adding tequila to our ranch water. Can't be like that bad, right?
You want to do it for the next podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
In 30 minutes.
Shh. Don't tell.
Yeah, we don't.
Next week on Unsubscribe.
We're killing the lore.
We're killing the lore.
The secret.
Jesus.
What did we come up with to talk about?
Oh, easy time? Right now. Just what you were talking right before the podcast when we had to stop you was like, I just want to play Tarkov right now.
Oh,
guys.
Man. You are hooked.
I am jonesing on Tarkov.
You're a crack fiend.
So I got the, they sent me the creator edition or whatever, the press pass a couple of years ago, and I played it off and on. And they finally tweaked the game to where it's just like, it's pretty damn good. And so I've been nonstop playing it for the past 2 weeks. Escape from Tarkov, if you haven't heard of it, it's a Russian made game, right?
Yeah. They're based, Battlestate Games is based out of Russia.
Yeah. It's not on Steam. It's not on Epic. It's just like its own thing.
It's got their own, Battlestate Games launcher.
The freaking hardest first person shooter ever. But you,
I mean, so Fortnite's good. Pretty hard, but whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Building and shooting and stuff.
I know.
But Tarkov is cartoons. Just, you feel so good when you kill somebody in it because it's so hard.
It is. I haven't played in a while. Like last week, I came back with Batty and then you later. And it was like coming back into that world. I was like, Batty, can I have money?
You're going through your stash and you immediately like, so Batty, I'm going to need a loan of like 2 million rubles.
Just looking at it. And I forgot how fast. I was like, dude.
Sorry, no. 2 million rupees, because you still call them rupees.
There are rupees.
Schmeckles. This isn't Legend of Zelda. This is Escape from Tarkov.
You're not going to trick me.
If you're not familiar with Tarkov, you go in with your gun and your armor and all your stuff you need, grenades, meds, whatever. And if you die in the game, you lose every bit of it.
Yeah, it's like when you build your Call of Duty loadout and you go into your game, your match, whatever, and somebody kills you, they can take all your loadout, and if they survive that game, they get to keep your shit.
Yeah.
So like it's
but
all
you don't spawn with that loadout next round.
No, yeah, you gotta pick through all your inventory like in your out of game stash and you put together the best kit you can, or if you're a giant piece of shit, you go in with nothing, you sit in a corner and wait for somebody to die, and then you run up and you scoop their shit like a dirty little fucking hatchling.
Yeah, speaking of my tactics, so the reason I do that is it's effective and it saves me
a lot
of rupees. But we like I haven't played in God knows how like year.
It was a year. Yeah,
since I started playing like COD.
Since
with
you
Matt.
Abandoned,
yeah,
us
I abandoned
for
my
Matt.
Family.
Yeah,
my original family. I found a way more beautiful family.
I'm glad you finally talked best in the streaming, though.
Oh, yeah,
he's
right?
Crushing it. He's been crushing it. Yeah. And he's such a monster at it, too. You're like...
It's just like, of course he's good at streaming. Because he's a charismatic fuck.
It's true. Could he be bad at
He's good at
though?
The game,
Can
though.
Can we find something Matt's bad at?
Yeah, what is... Okay, so he's got a giant dick. He's beautiful. I mean, come on, am I wrong? We've all seen it. The first time I ever met Matt, he's like, so? I'm like, what the fuck?
Look at this alpha juice.
No, he had a picture. He had a picture on his phone. He's like, here's my dick. I'm like, well, right now I feel bad. Thanks.
I just wanted to beat you at one thing, Matt. Just one thing.
So he's got a giant cock. The dude's fucking, he's pretty. What is he bad at?
I don't know.
He's apparently, you know, he's the hero of the war. Like,
oh, the war. He's yeah. the hero yeah,
thank,
of the war.
Thank you for my service.
Every time you say thank you for your service, it's to Matt. You're saying it to Matt. It doesn't matter who you're saying it to, it's to Matt.
The crispy. Thank you for your service.
Crispy. I love. Oh, you're not a national bestseller.
Oof.
Matt Best is. Hey, Matt. God, he is. Just good, and then he sings and plays.
And
music.
He gets, yeah, he's talented. As all of his fingers work? Like, he can sing, he can play guitar. He just picks up, dude. When I was learning how to play the bass, and the first time I went over to his house again, you know, after I was learning, he's like, "Oh yeah, man, that sounds cool. Let me just pick up this bass real quick." And he's like, "I've never heard that before," and he just plays it perfectly. I'm like, you motherfucker!
Just give me this.
Let me have one thing.
Dude, that's it. Matt needs to play Tarkov so we can watch him be bad at something.
He was awful at it. He's played once.
Yeah. Okay. He's not a fan of how long it takes to
do anything.
Learn the game.
Yeah.
Because that when you go into that game, you're just going in blind, especially with no tutorials. You're just like, okay, I got a gun and where's this quest at? Where's where's the check mark or the question mark in the map?
No map. There's no map.
There's no map. HUD. There's no on-screen icons.
Nope.
That compass now.
Yeah. I mean,
it only took him 3 years.
Yeah. It took him 3 years to add a compass, which
no one uses in game. You're not going to shoot an azimuth mid battle. You're like, Baddie, where are you? I'm at.
Where's we all kind of made up our own azimuths.
Yeah, we just scream shit. I'm by the tree in the woods. There's a lot of trees in the woods.
It's your own woods.
Eli, you're shooting me again. What?
You didn't dance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's you. Never mind.
I'm jumping.
I'm
jumping.
Yeah, I'm jumping. That's literally how you know each other. Jump. This.
God, dude.
Oh, man.
And that's Tarkov. Really dark game.
Dude, Wellen's getting into Tarkov.
I mean, he's been kind of on it for a bit now, though.
He won't play with me anymore, though.
Why not?
I killed him 3 games in a row on my team.
Wait, what?
Wellen, don't worry. You can play with me still.
Or you just shot him?
Yeah, I had a thermal on, and I just... I was really excited to play with Wellen, and I was kind of nervous, but I killed him 3 games in a row, and he was like, well, I'm going to go. I'm like, oh, I ruined it.
I ruined a friendship.
You're so excited to play with someone you ND into their face 3 games in
yeah,
a row.
Yeah, Eli, what's that like?
I don't know.
Remember that time you tried? So Eli was newer to Tarkov still, and in Tarkov, it's super realistic. Like, you can check your chamber to see if you have a live round in it. You can pull your mag out, and it's not like Call of Duty where you reload and all the bullets magically disappear from your mag or anything like that, or the gun. So,
to be fair, I was drunk.
To be fair, you're always drunk, so that's not an excuse anymore. So I was like out of ammo, and I was just clicking my empty, you know, gun towards Eli, because obviously we do that. So Eli's like, wait. So he pulls his mag out of the gun, and he points it at me. He's like, Baddie, I want to do it. Hold on. I'm like, Eli. And he just pulls the trigger, and what do you know? I die.
There was a round in the chamber. Forgot to clear that one. My face on stream was like, oh, this is what gun safety is. This is why you check the chamber.
When you pull a mag out of a gun, the bullet doesn't, the freedom seed doesn't magically disappear from the freedom dispenser. You know,
that's the problem that that streamer had. Remember, they got banned off of Twitch.
That fucking idiot.
He dropped his mag out and then he pulled the trigger and shot his wall.
Dude,
and
no,
was like,
it
what
wasn't
happened?
Even, it wasn't even that he had a mag in it. He racked it.
then dropped
it. Then he goes, then he racked it a second time, then dropped it. Like, the like racking it a second time was going to clear the chamber when the mag's still in the gun.
I just like he acts so surprised afterwards.
What do you mean I cleared it?
You guys watched me clear it?
What was his name? It was Sore Car. He was on an esports team, Sore. And he got
instantly.
He got removed from everything.
Yeah, that's a fast no-no.
Like, order of operations, bud. Drop the mag. Just...
I got this cool new toy.
Oh, and even better, he was drunk and screaming, "Say I ain't got money." he was showing up like pointing
into the wall.
I'm like, bro, now you ain't got no money.
No. Have fun at your old job.
Oh, man, that would just suck. You're just like live stream. You're like.
Delete the bot.
Holding the power button. Fuck, what do I do? What do I do?
Dude, like, what do you. You just blast around through your monitor and through the wall, like.
It's the people that have never touched guns. Like, I don't.
Whoops.
My stream knows. Like, I'll put the gun down. And I know all the guns that don't have mags and have, or the mags that don't have bullets in it versus. But I still, like, put it down. I'll pick that gun back up with no mag in it. I'm still, like, clear. Okay. Every single time.
Like, I have guns all over my stream room, and I don't keep any of them in my stream room loaded. Do I have loaded mags throughout my house and shit? Of course, but not a single gun in my stream room ever has a loaded mag or a loaded gun. And I live alone. It's not like there's people that are magically sneaking bullets into my guns or in mags, but every time you pick it up, just drop the mag real quick, clear the chamber, put it back. Like, look at it. Now it's a safe gun. It's just...
It's like us being around responsible gun owners. I always have like Glocks and shit sitting in my kitchen. And when you guys come over, you look at it and pick it up and make sure it's clear.
Yeah, immediately just clear it.
Every time I have a friend over, they clear my gun and put it back on the counter.
But it's still on the counter.
Yeah. It's just everyone is, it's muscle memory to clear it every motherfucking time. And then you have people that don't. Like, I could not dream of like pulling that trigger without looking into the mag. I'm like, or looking in the chamber.
Dude.
I'd be like. I can't.
That's like my favorite thing. Whenever you hear about like a shooting accident or like, I was cleaning it and it went off. There isn't one motherfucker who has been cleaning a gun and accidentally shot themselves. They were playing with it, stupid, and they shot themselves or they hurt somebody or they fired a round off and they needed an excuse real quick.
Like, I was cleaning it.
There is, you don't clean a gun with the bullets in it. That's just not how that works.
Okay, step one of cleaning gun.
Pull the trigger with the
bullet in chamber. And slap that close. Okay, let me read chapter 2. Trigger. Boom. Huh. That's weird. It went off.
Maybe I didn't put enough REM oil on top of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. There are no cleaning gun accidents. Unless you're working on like a 1929 Mosin with a round stuck in the chamber. And it's just not how that works.
No, we had... Was it you guys with it? No, it was one of our buddies. I won't say names right now. But they had an old Japanese World War II revolver. Now, the one thing they did not know with the revolver is you usually click, click, holds the hammer back, pull the trigger, hammer goes forward. So once you do on this Japanese revolver, what we didn't know is after that first click, like if you've done that first click and you didn't just set it all the way back, now there's
like
no
half cock or some shit.
Yeah, like a half cock. Huh. There was no second half cock.
Oh, that's it. It was just like a halfway.
So he went to pull it back. And he like that, and he let go, and it just went wham, and boom. Yeah, and we were out at the range. Good to go because of the safe direction. But he was like, and we're like, what the fuck? And he was like, I have no idea. And then we tested. We're like, holy shit. Once you've done that first half lock, there is no second. So it's just like you pull it back and just slams forward instantly.
Yep.
Holy crap.
I mean, see, that's like your one exception to the gun rule. It's like really old shit.
Yeah.
And then you just do it out of range, do it somewhere safe in a safe direction.
Remember John's gun a couple weeks ago?
No.
I can't go into it. Okay, I won't go into the full story, but I put a mag in it. It's a 9mm pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Rifle.
Yeah.
I slapped a mag in. I always aim it downrange, of course, even when you let the bolt forward. And I'm glad I did it because I let the bolt forward and it just went pow and it shot.
Immediately.
And I didn't have my finger on the trigger. And we were all like, standing there like, looking around, like, how the fuck did that just happen? Because everyone saw me just slap it and send the bolt forward, and it shot. And I have no idea how I did that. Not going to say the manufacturer.
And but, you're like, hi-ya. Yeah.
And we're all sitting around like, holy crap.
Well,
and like,
we're it was done good, with that one for the day.
Yeah, it was a good lesson for John, too, because I'm like, John, this is why no matter what you're doing, you always point it in a safe direction.
Yeah, that was wild. Because
that could have been scary.
Ooh, that's sketchy. So, and that was the lesson that we learned on Tarkov that day. even in video games, to clear the chamber. Otherwise, your friend can die.
And then he panic screams, I don't know how to get off the map. Help, Batty, help.
That did happen. I was like, Batty, what do I do now? Okay, I'll hide your stuff in this bush real quick.
I'm drunk.
I don't know where to go. Run on that wall over there. Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, just have fun. Targo's fun, though. I
super fun. So you got to play with Wellen. Who else have we played with that was like?
We played with Julian.
That was fucking awesome. Julian's good at Tarkov, too.
What's her name's husband? Jenna Marbles. Jenna Marbles' husband. We played with him for a bit. We played with...
I don't think they're married.
I said that, husband.
I don't think they're married.
You don't think they're married? My bad if you guys aren't married. I'm not...
I think they're just...
Together for a long time.
Just they're docking. Tips. They're docking. Oh, no.
Okay, congrats. Yeah. We played with...
Julian was really fun to play with.
Julian was fun to play with. I don't think he plays it anymore.
He does. Does he? I played with him
a couple weeks ago. Brandon's been sucking up.
Fucking Brandon Herrera's gotten into Tarkov recently, and he's addicted to it. He's been playing offline.
That's how you know you're hooked. As a streamer, a lot of the times, you don't game as much offline anymore because you're always gaming online. When you find somebody who's gaming offline, like he gets in the Discord with us, and we're all gaming. He's like, can I play with you guys? We're like, yeah, man. He's streaming. He's like... No, I just want to play a lot.
What did you say? Oh, fuck. How is he? Because I remember early last year, it was my birthday when everyone came out.
Yeah.
And you're like, Brandon, jump. What's the jump? The space bar. Homeboy had to look down to find the space bar.
He's new to PC like, gaming.
Oh.
He's bad.
No, he's better now, though. He's better for like not having played PC games.
Love Brandon.
Love you, Brandon.
He knows the guns, though.
You're awful.
Next time he's here, he's going to be on the podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's moving
here in 2 weeks, yeah. Like 3 weeks, something like that.
Everyone's just going to be out in Texas.
Oh, we're going to have the whole crew here. This is going to be good times. So now it's us three. It's Clean, Mr. Yep. Bleen. We got Willers, one of the best Tarkov players in the world.
Bill Z. Yep.
We're getting Brandon Herrera is going to be out here.
We got Demo Matt.
Demo Matt, yeah.
Matty B.
Matt Best.
Who? We have...
We're forgetting. Crispy.
Crispy.
Crispy's out here.
Somebody. Who are we forgetting?
Well, Jared, like all the Black Rifle people.
Yeah, Black Rifle people.
Jared Taylor. Logan Heather. All those folks.
It's just
such a good crew, man.
Yeah, it is stacked. It is a stacked little community down here of content creators
like content creators like us.
I know.
Pieces of shit.
I'm just happy you're still wearing your helmet.
No,
thank you. I forgot it was on there until you said something.
Oh, we don't talk about it. Okay. Yeah. We don't talk about the my helmet. Ranch Water Armor.
The Unsubscribe Podcast featuring Ranch Water Armor.
Dude, every week we're going to build a new piece. Like, we'll make you a shoulder piece next week.
Yeah, you're just full.
We're just going to have you built together with Ranch Water.
He's in tier 3 Ranch Water, dude. This is untouchable.
He's played Nexus for that. A staff made out of cans.
Yeah.
You shall not.
Stats are unbelievable.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
You're gonna have to become the Ranch Water Wizard, though. You're gonna have
done.
To
oh my god!
Yeah. Gladly
and draped in Ranch Water,
like a cloak.
Oh man,
that'll be the next post we do. We'll take all the cans out of these cases and we'll build Ranch Water armor.
Just the most gangster thing. We need to get. Like, we've been playing Tarkov. I'm the only one that does COD with Matt and them, but we need to start getting D&D going.
For sure.
Oh, man. Oh,
Matty's jam.
You trying to rustle my jimmies right now? You
want Matty's jam.
I feel
right
my nips
there.
Tingling, bro. Like, fuck.
You need this, man.
Dude, I love D&D so much.
I just think that the whole crew, all the personalities. It's gonna be
You're fun. Not allowed to play your character. You're not.
Dude, here, Redneck.
I hate it.
What's he, redneck drow?
Drow.
He's a redneck drow. He's a simple man. He was raised by halflings, okay? You know? I need to do a dexterity check on that there creature of darkness.
That doesn't make any sense! You don't do a dexterity check on a creature of what? What do you... Dexterity's mobility. Like, I don't. Backstab. Don't.
Backstab. I was just making up words at that moment.
I know.
Maddie, I don't. I just know the lore.
I live D&D.
I know the lore.
We went to get Pokemon Batty. And Batty bought $200 worth of D&D okay. figures.
Stop.
At the store.
You don't need to bring this up right now.
It was cute.
I can't say anything because that PAX. I have D&D figures, so they come in these. The random ones?
Yeah, the blister, the boxes.
Yeah, the they boxes. Come like
four random ones.
And that was me and D were trying to get them for a... One had a red dragon in it. Red mm-hmm. dragon was worth... I think it's still worth a good chunk of change. But one, it's on the box. So it's like, there's definitely a red dragon in one of these. And then it was
how
listed.
Did you buy?
There is a red dragon. I bought three and I didn't... Or four. And they're...
There's usually like 50 to 70 different minis in those. Yeah. It's like yeah. it's like magic cards and shit, man.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't get it, you know? And I did get a Necro Dragon, not a Necro, but a Lich Dragon.
A Lich
Dragon,
yeah.
Yeah, I got a Lich Dragon. I was like, fucking gangster. I'm good. I got my dragon figure and I got like some halflings and a drow and all that stuff. Cool. D, he bought like five or six and he didn't get any of the ones. He got a gold dragon. And then finally I was like, oh, D, get that last box right there. I just pointed because they had a whole bunch. I was like, that one, that's the one. He didn't get it. And I was like, well, I have to get that one now.
Did it come with a red dragon?
And I was like, grabbed it and opened it, red dragon. And D's like, you motherfucker. I was like, I literally said, get that fucking box. Did I not, D? And he's like, you did. And I did not listen. I was like, and now I'm the one with the red dragon. And it's gangster because it's a fucking gangster ass little
dude. D&D these D&D minis are awesome. So I probably have close to like 1,000 different D&D minis.
How big are they? You say minis.
So I mean, so they from like a you know an inch tall to I have some that are like 2 feet yeah. tall. Like I have because I when I used to run home games of D&D, I would build terrain. I would go all out with like castles and trees. And yeah. we used to had a buddy who vaped whenever I needed smoke. He would just vape across the thing. It was super cool.
So but, you play along with the figures while you do the D&D.
Yeah, it's like a so okay. It's usually role play, like it's theater of the mind stuff until like you get into a fight or a battle, then you can battle map the entire thing. Stop laughing at me, Eli. Stop it! This is very serious shit. I don't know how
any of us got laid just from that statement. It's like, yeah, one of my friends when he DMs, he blows smoke across the table.
No, I'm the DM. I am the dungeon master.
Your friend blows smoke across the table.
Well, he was one of the players.
Yeah. Just, I, oh man.
That's where you're gonna have smoke on the plane.
Well, I had a smoke machine too, but I broke it.
I just picture like,
so you invite your friend over that does big vapes.
Well, he was already in the game, so it worked out.
He blows yeah. fat clouds.
He would do the spin
fat.
First and do a smoke
clear. Fat clouds across the table. Just bringing a girl over.
We need smoke.
You guys walk into a decrepit mansion, smoke fills the room.
I wish I could say that hasn't happened. Did you have fun when I ran that game for us?
Oh, we had a blast.
So shut the fuck up.
You had fun because you got a DM for Freddy.
I have not fangirled that hard in a long time. I got to DM a game for Eli Clean and Freddy fucking Wong. And as somebody who... I was like, ah! That was internally screeching the whole time, pretty much.
Outside, you did really
good. I was like, I'm cool, man.
But internally, he was just like...
Straight up, yeah.
Dude, Freddy coming down anytime soon?
Yeah, I need to text them and actually invite that boy out for an adventure. Yeah,
he could drink ranch water.
We could have Freddy Wong drink ranch water. Yeah, we could put some armor on him. Some ranch
corridor
armor.
Too.
He'll bring his own armor. Let's be real.
Yeah, Corridor Digital's here all the time with BRCC working on your guys' stuff. That would be rad to have them on.
Yeah, we need to get D&D going soon,
dude. Okay. It was great meeting them because I came to the shoot that you guys had at Bass Pro Shop. And so John like has worshipped them for 3 years and we get in an elevator. I can't remember his name without the pinky.
Oh, Sean. Jane.
Okay, so he rides a one wheel into the elevator and I look at John and John's like mouth agape and I'm like, "Hey John, how'd he get that finger there?" Cuz John loves the video where they make him a finger. They 3D print him a finger and John just is like, "Huh." He's like fangirling so hard. It was so cool. Those are good guys, though.
I think Ren made it's Jan. I think they call him Jan. Yeah, Jan. But I always call it. I always forget. He has that weird one. It's J-A-N-E. That's always what I remember. But yeah, Ren printed him that 3D finger because he's missing his pinky. Mm-hmm. So he just operated off of the mechanics of how your hand works. And now it works perfect. Just strings.
Wild. Such a cool video, too.
So good. But yeah, we had D&Ds off of the figures go from like this. Mm-hmm. Like your humans and your standard figures are about like here.
Like an inch tall.
Yeah.
You guys are making me just want to collect them.
But my dragon.
Dude, come over and see my D&D collection sometime.
I kind of want to.
My dragon.
Can I come see your D&D collection?
Oh my god. Dude, so we can go play D&D. Well, let me get my retainer out. Yeah, man. D&D minis are so cool. I used to paint them. So that's like how I got it. Oh, like I used cool. to paint like and do Warhammer art.
Stuff. It is.
Straight
it's
up. Yeah. I actually have some Warhammer minis I use for D&D stuff. Actually, yeah.
I love. Can you hand me another ranch water?
There's an open one right here.
I love painting. I used to do those paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to do those again.
Oh,
that's what we need to do. A painting stream?
You guys want to get drunk and paint D&D minis?
Done.
Like, you know, there's like the paint and sips and you paint your stupid fucking camp. Fuck that. Let's get drunk and play D&D minis.
That sounds like a fantastic.
If I'm drunk, I'm painting dicks on everything.
That's your mini. You can paint as many dicks as you want.
Fine. I'm going to have Sir Dix-a-Lot yeah. of the Space Marines.
Yeah. Here's my halfling Space Marine with dick armor. You're like, Batty's like, I am going to.
Stop mixing your fantasy and your sci-fi right now.
I hate this so much.
No, Batty has
dude, when I do D&D shit, I'm super serious about it. Like, it's.
My halfling rogue has a 9mm pistol.
I hate you. With space I hate bullets. You. I hate you. I hate you. I hate
with
you.
Space bullets.
Space bullets.
Space bullets.
He was given to them from a time wizard from the future.
He's hey. In the chaos.
Is military. That mixing it?
Is that, yes, it's mixing it.
No, but a wizard should
stop
technically
it.
Do
stop it.
Time travel wizard.
Right? I hate you.
Is there time travel in the Dungeons and Dragons universe?
Yes.
So is there? Technically, there could be a sci-fi aspect there. If they go into the future,
right. and it's a thing. It's like a legit thing.
A Glock for they their wizard Glock, yeah. or rogue.
Rogue. Why? How was it? Chronomancy? How the fuck don't I? Oh, like when you have like the Illith, they don't even do. They just do
Illithids.
Yeah.
Your mind flayers.
Yeah. Those are like the most powerful magic in.
Nah, not really.
I mean, on
okay. The, you're like, okay. You're coming from Forgotten Realms, Dritz Doerden, like your old yeah. school D&D versus your. There's lots of other. It's the oh my god, what's it called? The Forgotten Realms. The multiverse. There's multiple planes of existence.
Well, the planes that yeah. you have the different planes. That's what yeah, I'm saying. In like the
different
world planes, like the Illithid are fucking powerful. There's the mind flayers because they have
they're stronger the shit. You have I mean, they have psionics. Yeah.
Yeah, psionics are like they're
psychic shit.
Yeah, and they're considered only a few. There's dark elves and the Illithid that can use it.
That's, there's more now, giants and shit as well.
There's giants that can do it?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. It's most giants can. It's weird. So psionics is like a weird, oh man, we're getting deep into D&D shit right now.
Yeah.
Psionics has always been like an additive to D&D.
It's OP as fuck.
Yeah. Every time they try to add psionics to D&D, it usually breaks the game somewhat in a little way.
What is that?
Like psychic powers.
If I can be like this, hey, you're dead. Like, I can control like, what you
fuck
do.
You.
I can control you. I can, and then I have, like, if you attack me with a blade, I can then use that as against you because I can absorb it through psionic powers, turn it around, touch you, and then all that energy is expended into you. It's fucking
and there's
powerful.
Tons of different ways psionics work. So, D&D, the 5th edition, the current edition of Dungeons & Dragons just started playing with psionics again in the last few books, I believe it was. And it's still like playtesty, but they're trying again to bring psionics in. Like 3.5, I think it was, you know, Pathfinder does it. 3.5 did it. I don't know if 4th edition got too much into psionics. I believe there's a couple books on it. But every time, it's always like a later addition to the game because it's always a little fucky. It's just not quite D&D, but at the same time, it is because some of the enemies use it. But when players start using that shit, it gets weird.
Yeah. OP. I don't know. It makes me think of Pokemon with psychic Pokemon. Like, why don't they just stop your heart?
They're Mewtwo.
Pikachu's like, Pika! And then falls over dead because Abra just
oh
like,
my god.
There's just the like, darkest side duck.
His heart explodes. Pika! Pika P!
Just like holding his heart. Just making
like Abra's so cute. Psyduck's so cute. Yeah. And they're just like.
Stop
the
it!
Darkness consumes me.
Force choking Pikachu. Like,
stop ruining. You're ruining my childhood.
Ash
stop
is
it!
Crying in the corner.
Let my Pikachu go. Let my Pikachu go.
Psyduck.
No, okay. So, like, psychic things aside, they should be able to just crush other Pokemon's souls with their minds. I never understood how, like, Ash. He's got this little mouse. That has electricity, and then you put it against an 8,000-pound dragon Charizard, and he's just like, go, Pikachu! Yeah. Like, how does the dragon not just...
Machamp, I choose you. Machamp, rape.
Whoa!
All four arms?
Yeah! Pikachu's just... Little Pikachu just held out.
Pikachu, come back to me. He never leaves his Pokeball again.
Daddy's getting tequila.
Daddy has left the building.
If you think about it, Machamp was made for that. Four arms, two legs.
Oh my god.
All right.
The darkest episodes of Pokemon of all time. That's just part of the game. These kids are like, oh, this took a turn for the dark.
Oh man.
That's right. Literally how Pokemon would be.
We lost Batty. Okay, so when they go into the Pokeball, are they suspended in time, or do they have a life inside of the Pokeball? Do you think they're conscious inside of it?
Do they have a house, like a nice living area? Do they hate leaving that? Is it a job to them, like a 9-to-5?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, oh, thank God, I just gotta get high right now, watch the anime, and Pikachu, I choose you. Shit,
they're on the
shit, Ash,
side.
not now, Ash. Just like out and about, he's like, he's looking at Pikachu.
Exactly. It'd be like us sitting here drinking, and suddenly it's like fight to the death, and we're like, shoo,
Donut, I choose you. Donut's gone, drunk. Donut operator, donut. Donut.
Have a fist fight with somebody.
Stop it right now.
Can you imagine that, Ben?
Stop it.
No, it's no. Like, are they just chilling? Like, what's in a Pokeball? We're just talking. It's like your day-to-day life. It's like your house. So, like, you guys are just getting drunk. Like, Batty midstream hammered. I'm like, Batty, I choose you. And you're like, fuck. And you're like thrown out into a battlefield. Batty.
You're suddenly in a fist fight with a giant dude. Like,
or just, it's a giant dude. Like, it'd be like, I feel good. And it's like, you like come out and you're like, huh. And it's like a 12-year-old girl. And you're like, I'm like, Batty, punch. And you're like, Batty punches Catherine for 12 damage. It's highly effective.
It's like when you bring your level 60 Pokemon against the level 1 that you just happen to run across.
It just looks at it and they die.
they can't say no. Like, they know they're absolutely going to wreck this thing. In human terms, yeah, that's horrible. It's a baby. Yeah. It's like me and a baby.
Donut uses intimidation.
Donut, you stomp.
Yeah. It's highly effective.
But I can't stop myself. My trainer told me.
Da-da-da-da. Donut has leveled up.
You get the murder badge. Like, what the fuck? Man, today got dark.
You just teleport back home after the fight, and you're like,
someone do crack open a cold ranch water to wash it off.
I just picture that you come back, you're just teleporting back home, you're like covered in blood, you're like, you open the fridge, you grab a beer, you're like, the door closing of you in the shower, you're stripping, it's the water running down, you're like, Donut, I choose you. No! You come back as a naked.
Still covered in blood.
Yeah. You have no control over your life.
Man, Pokemon's dark.
I know.
Fuck.
Think about it, dude. It's horrendous. It's a horrendous way
to live. Thanks for ruining my childhood today, guys. God damn. How did we get here? Escape from Tarkov. People we were gaming with, Wellen and Julian, to D&D. Freddy, to D&D, to minis, to murder and Pokemon stomping. Like,
Dude, before we get off the Pokemon, we need to get with Corridor and skit what we just talked about.
Oh, this is a glorious skit.
Just like the whole thing.
Yo, Meat Canyon, it's your boys.
It's your boy. He came out with a new video today.
Oh,
he just released
that.
A new video.
Oh, that
again.
Dude has some gold. Just
terrifying.
Shout
gold.
Out to Meat Canyon. If you want to ruin your childhood, Meat Canyon, it's where you go on YouTube.
Honestly,
if
yeah.
we didn't just ruin it,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah, just a little bit. How has he not done a Pokemon one? I would love to see him do a Pokemon one. Because he did SpongeBob, and it got like 9 million views. It was number one on trending, and it was dark.
Well, you have Meat Canyon, you have Flash Gets.
Yeah.
The Pokemon one, it's like, Steve. He like stabs the dude in the neck. He's like, Steve. Then he grabs the corpse and brings it into the Pokemon ball and like shoves it in. He's like, Steve. It's like all kinds of fun.
I haven't seen this.
I completely forgot about that.
It's so good. And then you have.
We're just going down the rabbit hole of terrible YouTube things. Is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's his name? Game Grumps, Aaron.
Egoraptor?
Egoraptor does that really good Pokemon. He's like, Pikachu, I choose you. And he's like, Pikachu. And then
it's just Bulbasaur.
And then his Bulbasaur is like, Bulba. He's like, man, what? I don't. Why are we fighting? He's like, Bulbasaur, use. Solar beam attack. He's like, oh, I mean, could you? Okay, solar beam attack. And he's like charging. He's like, God damn, Pikachu. It's like, use lightning bolt. It's like just destroying this fucking Bulbasaur.
Egoraptor was fucking insane. I remember him back on Newgrounds. That was like Newgrounds was like my childhood terrible internet place.
I think this is all.
And
you did Newgrounds, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. E-Bombs World.
E-Bombs World Newgrounds. Yeah. And Egoraptor was huge on Newgrounds. God,
that's
man.
I have videos dating back to like 2002 off of Newgrounds.
You do? That you did?
Yeah, that I've done.
I'm going to need to see some
guys,
of this.
Guys, go to Newgrounds and search up.
Eli something. I'd have to look up the user. I don't even remember my username from back then.
I can't
then.
Wait to see.
I'll find that and we'll post those.
We need a podcast of us talking about your old videos. I've got a YouTube channel from 2007.
Oh, yeah. I need to see
Wait,
these.
Like a secret YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm. With like old content that I posted in 2006, 2007.
Yeah. We have to do a collective of all these. Because I have, Casey has them. My buddy that I used to do stop motion cartoons with action figures. With Dragon Ball and Resident Evil figures.
So was that like your intro to content creation?
Yeah, that was like.
And was that your intro to content creation?
Yeah.
No shit. See, I don't have.
Mine
like
was
a
in
cool
seventh
old
grade.
School.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't into it until 2015.
These are seventh grade, eighth grade, like 1997 and 8. Yeah. When I'm doing
you
like.
You are so old.
I'm doing like record stop because I'm trying to make stop motion. There's no editing. So you edit on the fucking camera.
Clip, clip.
Huh. Okay. I got to do VOs for these. Record. Goku, you could never stop me. Okay, stop. That was beautifully done, Eli. You executed that flawlessly. This is amazing. 13-year-old voice is very pronounced and strong right now. Can tell I hit puberty. Okay, let's get this energy ball. I remember doing an energy blast, and it was literally cut out pieces of paper. I just made the circle bigger. record stop. It was like
that's so cool, though. That's awesome, man. Fuck.
Old days. Yeah, we used to do that stuff, man, back in the day. We'll have to find your old stuff. Mm-hmm. We need some OG baddie streams. No, your baddie YouTube. Your OG YouTube videos.
I've deleted most of it.
There has to be something old of baddie.
Nope. Had to delete it all.
Okay, won't ask questions.
Had to delete it all.
It broke TOS.
Ranch water.
Well, at least we can get these like Pokemon shorts in the works.
I think that'll be a really fun thing to do.
Absolutely. I love the idea of just like
live action too. Man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like the fear and the like getting yanked out of your.
Like you just sit down on your couch and you pop a beer open and it's just
mid shower
jerks you out.
The mid shower's like, oh, I'm a water type now.
Yeah. Sir, I am so happy to be interviewed for this job. I've been workless for about 12 months, so I'm super
just ripped at it. Yeah,
come back and you're just covered in blood. You're like
shirts all ripped up and just shaking.
On a first date, I haven't been out with anyone in months, and this
it's wonderful to finally meet. And she's like, oh, it's wonderful to finally meet you.
Better yet, you drop on the battlefield. She gets dropped on the other side.
Dude, the fist slowly raises.
Best first date ever. You guys both.
Jonah,
down,
use bite attack.
Donut hurt himself in the confusion.
Don't use his bite. It's not very effective.
So what happens when they hurt themselves in confusion? Like they, it's when they're resisting.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a.
That one always
all video games back in the day. It's like you're confused. Boom! Or you hit your teammates really hard. You're like,
it's like, how did? What? How do you hit yourself like that? Oh, stop, man. Hitting yourself.
Got some dark things going on up here that I'm not going to say.
You're like, I'm going to internalize this. I'm going to hold that.
We're going to hold that one in.
Get one all in. Inside thoughts, huh?
Which Pokemon did you start with? Blue? You did. No, red. You did what?
I had red. Red version.
I was blue.
I was blue, too.
Yeah. What Pokemon
I wanted a Charizard, dude.
Bulby. Oh, not Bulby. Oh, I did Squirtle. Sorry.
Oh, fuck you.
Wait, you actually did Bulbasaur.
You did Bulbasaur?
Squirtle.
And Charizard.
Charmander, yeah. That's awesome.
The trifecta.
This is why we're the three best friends that anyone's ever had.
Like anyone's ever had.
Ever.
That's awesome.
Ever. That's actually, most people don't pick Bulbasaur.
I don't know. I didn't know anything. I didn't even have the strategy guide then. I didn't even know what Pokemon was. I went to Sears.
Oh, yeah, same.
Because Sears, near the hardware store, they had the biggest video game store inside Sears. So I went to Sears Hardware and got Pokemon Blue, and we had to drive like 45 minutes to get out. I lived in a little rural town, and I remember playing it nonstop for months.
Oh, man, absolutely.
No idea what I was doing.
Dude. My Game Boy Pocket, that was like I said, I had the red Game Boy Pocket with Pokemon Red, because
I had the red Pocket, too. Yep.
Dude, those are like, not having the strategy guy playing through those, and then it was a metric shit ton of fun. And then I don't know if you guys did the 150 Pokemon. Like, that was a mission.
No.
Yes. Well, I mean,
you had a couple of friends. Like, yeah.
Back then, I didn't have any friends.
I don't think any of us did.
That was like your strategy guide back then, too, was talking to friends. Like,
yeah.
You know, your buddy Josh would be like, well, Kevin knows where this certain Pokemon is and how to get it. And you're like, fuck, Kevin, where's Kevin?
Dude, do you guys remember the Safari Zone?
Oh, yeah.
That bullshit?
Do you remember where to get Mew? Bro, if you go behind the truck.
Oh, man. It was the truck. You had to go through the rock. You had to surf from the right place. Then you go behind the truck. Yeah.
And you hit A. And you after you talk to the one dude, it was like the old guy on an island. And then you come back. If you do it all right, you get Mew. You fight him right there, and he's under the truck, and you just get the Pokemon. It's absolute horse shit.
It was never real.
Never
real. But everyone remembers the same thing.
Yeah? Everyone.
Because that was the rumor.
Well, my buddy Jordan had Mew.
Probably got it from the missing no like glitch shit.
No, he got Mew through the Pokemon event.
The mystery gift. Yep.
He was one of the few kids that got Mew through that.
You had to go to a physical Pokemon event, and you would plug in your Game Boy with the old school trading cables.
Oh, dude, how cool is that?
And he was like, "Yeah, I got Mew." I was like, "Bullshit!" And he like it was like 151 Pokemon. I was like, "Wait, how the fuck?" Did you go behind the truck?
Was he really behind the truck?
Dude, that's every shadiest shit. There's a guy behind the truck who will give you a Mew.
No, you had to talk to an old man first, and then go behind the truck.
And then Mew. You got it.
Now, John, don't do that. Yeah.
You hear a kid, it's like, Dad, someone told me if I go talk to this old man and then go behind the truck, he'll give me something.
Dude, every kid that ever played the original. Every kid that ever played the original Pokemon right now is screaming in their chair like, I did that too and it didn't work.
No, and now they actually have a way to get Mew. There's actually a way in those old games to get Mew.
It's the random number generation shit. Yeah.
No, you have it in the first, you get in the first like 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it's all about moving in a certain pattern and then going. Yes. It's random number generation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's doing a certain string
of things will
to unlock 151. Yes. That's it.
It only took them 20 years to figure that out.
literally, like 20 years to figure it out. A lot of those games, it's like nothing gets found out until like.
Well, until after you're in the code and you're fucking with the shit. So really cool thing when they did the remakes. I believe it was the remakes, like Fire Red, Leaf Green. I think it was those ones. you could actually go talk to that same old man character who was in the game. And I'm pretty sure he said something about
the truck,
about the Mew and the truck thing, just as like a play on. That's awesome. I don't remember if it was exactly that, but I know they dropped a little Easter egg about that in, and I think it was Fire Red and Leaf Green, which was the remake of Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Yeah, I love reading about those old games, the old secrets that were just never discovered in video games. Because you have like stuff in GoldenEye, it was a few years later where you could unlock these secret characters.
Yeah,
people didn't know about that shit for like years. We're like, oh, there's a whole bunch. Arcade Mortal Kombat, there was the actual debug code on the arcade games where you could unlock everything. And people were like, holy shit, this actually exists in the arcade. What the fuck? And there, Pokemon's a good example. There's a lot of those. I always find that super interesting. Like, oh, like Final Fantasy VII. Oh, there is,
oh my God,
so much
shit. What were the giant, oh, I can't remember the names. Of
Ruby and Emerald.
Ruby and Emerald, yeah.
Why do I know that donut?
What is it?
Those are the super bosses.
The super bosses in Final Fantasy.
Just like, you got to do some specific shit to get them to come out or
no,
something?
No, they come out, but they're, you, I mean, now fighting them on the other hand, if you do not have a gold chocobo, Knights of the Round, you're going
to have to. You have to have everything on your side to make these fucking things die.
Are they the final bosses? Or just
no, they're
like,
extras.
Just like bonus bosses?
Yeah, they have a million HP, and then like Ruby takes away, if you don't kill your party before entering the, if you do not kill your own party, you have one alive. So you kill them, so they're two down. He instantly put his claws into it, and then they come up behind, and then they attack.
You have to kill your own party to beat him?
Well, if you don't, what sucks is you go into the battle, and if you don't kill your own party, he then completely gets rid of him so you can't res him. Yeah, that's one of his attacks. Jeez. He's like, and that one's gone, and that one's gone, and it's random.
They're just removed.
Yeah, so like now you can at least resurrect them, and now you have a million HP to go through once he puts his arm in the, I think it's his arms in the ground. Then you can actually attack him.
Jeez.
And it's all based on your materia. Yeah. Emerald has a fucking move it detaches his body, flies over you, blasts, and kills 9999, and you're like, okay, dead. But it's then like,
well, I lost.
Yeah. You have your materia that brings you back to life with fucking, was, I don't even, like final
Phoenix
attack.
Phoenix Rising or
and,
whatever.
Yeah, and Phoenix. Final attack in Phoenix. So then it brings you back to life as a summon. Oh, man, there's all the tricks of the trade, don't it? I was a refined boy that never got laid when I was young. It was a good life.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. I'm still a refined boy that never gets laid.
I think this episode's back.
That's,
I think that's this episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was a good one. That
so
was fun.
For everybody who wants to witness what happened, you can actually find all of our podcasts now on YouTube.
Yeah, they're on YouTube.
Just search the Unsubscribe Podcast.
Is it the
Unsubscribe Podcast?
Okay, just Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe Podcast.
You pop up now.
It's there. Or on any of our social media, whether it's where you're listening to this, I'll put links for all this shit now. Yeah. On our Instagram, whatever. You can find all the links for
Spotify. Apple Podcast,
Amazon, Google, Castro, Stitcher. We're everywhere now, which is pretty cool.
Go leave a review. Go give stars. You know,
five of them.
Do your thing. We're gonna sign out now. We got Batty Streams.
Stop it.
We got
stop it.
Donut Operator and Eli_DoubleTap.
It's just Batty
Streams.
Bye guys.
Done.